Hello and welcome back to the Book of Baseball. Today is Tuesday, June 22nd, and today I'll be doing a daily recap of all of yesterday's games. So, we'll start things off with the Braves against the Mets, game one of a two-game doubleheader. Jacob DeGrom on the mound for the Mets, Kyle Muller for the Braves. DeGrom's been phenomenal recently. I talked about him yesterday. Bottom five, the Mets up 1-0. The bases are loaded for Dominic Smith. He hits a bases clearing double. Mets take a 4-0 lead. And then the top of the sixth, Ozzie Albies hits a 2-run homer. But that's not enough for the Braves. That's only one of two hits all game for them. DeGrom's ERA is now at 0.5 after that game. Mets win 4-2. Then game two of that series, doubleheader, Jared Eichhoff for the Mets, Ian Anderson for the Braves. Those are the starting pitchers. Top of the fifth, still scoreless, Ronald Acuna Jr. up to bat. He goes deep to center field for his 20th home run of the year, puts the Braves on top 1-0. That'd be the final score. Braves and Mets split the doubleheader. Astros versus Orioles, Jake Odorizzi for the Astros, Keegan Aiken for the Orioles. Michael Brantley had a good game. He went 3-for-3 with 2 RBI. Yordan Alvarez went 1-for-3 with 3-run homer. Also, Jake Odorizzi went 5 innings, didn't give up any hits, any runs, walked only one batter, and struck out 9. Astros actually have a team no-hitter through 7 innings, but then in the bottom of the 8th with one on and 1 out, Michael Franco homers to left center field to break it up, but it's nowhere near close enough for the Orioles as the Astros win 10-2 and move into the number one spot in the AL West. Cleveland versus the Cubs. Aaron Civale pitching for Cleveland. Adbert Alzolay for Chicago. Then, top of the second with 2 outs, Bobby Bradley homers to put Cleveland up 1-0. Top of the fifth, with a runner on, Josh Naylor homers to right field to extend Cleveland's lead into 3-0. They go on to win the game 4-0. Sadly, Aaron Civale exited with a finger injury in the fifth inning. In Cleveland's bullpen, however, able to close it out. Well, to Texas for the Athletics and the Rangers. Frankie Montas on the mound for Oakland. Kyle Gibson for Texas. Bottom of the first, Rangers already up 2-0 after RBI doubles from Adolis Garcia and Nate Lau. Andy Ibañez comes up to the plate and hits his first career big league home run to put the Rangers up 5-0. Top of the fifth, Sean Murphy homers for the Athletics to put them on the board, and they get another run in the sixth, but they won't get a chance to come back after Jose Trevino of the Rangers hits a 3-run homer in the bottom of the sixth. Rangers take an 8-2 lead. They would go on to win with a final score of 8-3. Then we head up north to Cincinnati versus Minnesota. Tyler Mahle for the Reds. Jay Happ for the Twins. Some sad news, Byron Buxton in just his third game back since missing almost a quarter of the season with a strained right hip. He got hit by a 94-mile-an-hour fastball right on his hands and fractured his finger. Super disappointing, but the game goes on. In the bottom of the second, Nelson Cruz went deep. The Twins take a 1-0 lead. In the fourth, however, Twins are up 3-0, but Eugenio Suarez homers with a runner on to make it a 1-run game for Aristides Aquino, 3-2. Aquino hits a home run. Reds go back-to-back. Suddenly, we've got a tie game, and there's no more scoring for another 5 innings. So we've got extra innings. Top of the 10th, Nick Castellanos, an RBI single. The Reds take a 4-3 lead. That's followed by a Eugenio Suarez sacrifice fly to extend the lead to 5-3. But then the Twins answer in the bottom of the 10th when Luis Arraez doubles to make it a 1-run game, and then Trevor Larnach hits a sac fly to tie it up again. No scoring in the 11th inning, but with a runner on third for Miguel Sano in the bottom of the 12th, he crushes a 402-foot walk-off home run to left center field. Twins win 7-5. Brewers versus D-backs. Arizona looking to snap a 17-game losing streak. Brett Anderson pitching for the Brewers, Merrill Kelly for the Diamondbacks. Top of the first, Avisail Garcia lines an RBI single. The Brewers take an early 1-0 lead, but that won't last for long after Pavin Smith hits an RBI single of his own, followed by Stephen Vogt RBI single, followed by Ketel Marte RBI single. Those were all in the bottom of the second. By the way, Diamondbacks lead 3-1. They add some more runs in the fourth inning with a Josh Rojas RBI double. But that's all they won't even need that. They win with a final score of 5-1. Snap that 17-game losing streak. Sad, however, more injuries. Brett Anderson exited after just an inning and a third with a knee injury. However, Merrill Kelly for the Diamondbacks, he pitched great. He went 7 innings, gave up only 1 run on 5 hits and a walk, and struck out 5. Then we head out all the way to the West Coast for Dodgers vs. Padres. Luis Urias and Yu Darvish are the starting pitchers. Urias for the Dodgers, Darvish for the Padres. Both have had great seasons so far, but only one of them will have a great game. The Padres get things started quick. Jake Cronenworth doubles to give them a 1-0 lead in the first, followed by a Manny Machado 3-run homer to blow the game open. Dodgers get on the board in the third, however, after Mookie Betts hits a solo home run. But then in the fifth, Jake Cronenworth delivers again with a 2-run homer to give the Padres a 6-1 lead. Will Smith would hit a solo home run in the eighth for the Dodgers, but the Padres take this one easily with a final score of 6-2. There are 4 home runs that game, a lot. Padres win. Some notable transactions from yesterday, June 21st, 2021. Jose Quintana, Jeff McNeil, Max Scherzer were all activated from the injured list, but some new injuries as well. Jeruz Familia, Adalberto Mondesi, Adbert Alzolay, and Robert Gsellman are all headed to the IL. Well, that'll do it for today's episode. As always, thank you to Baseball Reference, Baseball Savant, and MLB.com for providing resources for this episode. Those are the 3 main sites I use for pretty much every episode. They all have a lot of different and unique information, so I recommend checking all of them out, especially Baseball Savant. That has a lot of cool stats. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you could rate and review wherever you get your podcasts, that would be greatly appreciated. I'm really trying to get back into the swing of uploading episodes. And, as always, I'll see you in the next one.